And this is another section from the Little Lake German Notebook. It's number 28. Kropotkin Vodka was the title of the Pussy Riot song that came to mind by the overflowing rubbish bins and empty bottles near the Russian War Memorial in Treptower Park, where I hoped some 21st century Proudhonists might have been partying overnight in honour of Peter Kropotkin, whose unbending anarchist principles were a few clicks to the left of Social Democrat Johannes Wede. I like to imagine that my distant relative's presence as a German delegate at the first Congress of the Second Internationale in Paris in 1889 was noted by Kropotkin on account of the exclusion of anarcho-syndicalists from the Congress, a remit supported by the German Marxists. Little did Kropotkin know, while sucking angry spit from his beard in Bromley High Street, Greater London, that his place of exile would one day add Suxisu and polystyrene to its alumni, thus stitching together another of those webs of significance, since both punk singers are cited as role models by Pussy Riot. The grim parterre of the War Memorial, the aggrandizing monumentality of its architecture, the bad faith of its lugubrious statues and fatuous bas-relief narratives were deserving of an anarchic Pussy Riot party, but I had to make do with the underground moles whose modest subversions had built memorial mounds across the picnic grounds of Treptower Park. Little homages to peaceful coexistence, to which I later raised a glass of icy Stolli during the din of happy hour at the Kino Bar on the corner.